When they moved to the street about 10 years ago, they changed mine and my husband's life completely. At the beginning, we were a bit suspicious because we were in our sort of 60s and they were younger. And they were sort of punkish, skinhead, teenage boys. We were really concerned. But we became the best of friends. We went on holidays together. They helped me when my husband was ill and they helped me to look after him.
Hang on a minute. So was it two? It was two punkish skinhead boys that moved in?
No, the boys were teenager. Their chap, Sean, he's listening actually, I hope, on their mobile phone, which I set up. He had a, he just had a shaved head, you know. It didn't do very well with me.
Were they all punky?
They were not, well, the girl who had very short hair, the woman. The man, Sean, was, his head was shaved. And the boys were teenage, and that was enough for us. We were very worried, you know.
Why? Why were you worried?
Well, just because you know, teenage kids, disturbance in the street, parties, wild things happening. Are we up for it?
Oh, right.
But, you know, we were. They made us feel much younger.
Did they?
They included us in everything they did. And basically, I am 62 now. I would have been 62 going on 75 if I haven't met them.
Really?
I'm Polish, and they went to Poland with us about four times. We went on holidays together everywhere, and, you know, we just have fun.
Well, all of you, so you would go with their whole family?
Well, yes, the boys, the adults, myself and my disabled husband.
Did people ever think that it was a bit weird that your punky young next-door neighbour family wanted to take you and your disabled husband away?
Well, I don't know, because I have punk hair now. I wear jeans. I look quite weird for my age, but it's all thanks to them, you know.
Hang on a minute.
I'm not your average senior citizen. You know, Jonathan, someone told me in the street yesterday, you've got a very courageous hairdresser.
Hang on a minute. So you've now changed your whole... Oh, my word.
They give me things like Converse trainers to wear, you know, or one of those huge big watches that I would never wear. They buy me things and make me wear them because they say otherwise I might look like an old woman.
So what colour's your hair?
Well, it's three colours now. It's red, blonde and kind of... Well, in between. It does look very distinct.
Right. Red.
Spiky at the back, long in the front.
Red, blonde and pink.
Not pink. Red, blonde and mousy. But it's definitely three colours.
Right. And what kind of clothes do you wear that your neighbours have had an influence on?
Well, jeans, Converse, barber jacket, you know. Stuff like this. I definitely don't dress my age, I think.
And do you... What kind of music do you listen to? I mean, have they changed your musical taste?
No, but, you know, I know about certain things that I wouldn't know before. I love Plan B. I love Amy Winehouse. We have parties. They come here. They have bring all their family and friends here. I had a pyjama party on the 20th of March to open my new bedroom. And we had 26 people.
You had a new bedroom?
Yes, and we had a pyjama party. Everyone had to dress in their pyjamas or night dress.
Right.
And we had 26 people, and more than half of them were my neighbours, friends and family. And we had fun.
So do you genuinely believe that just having that family move in next door to you has had such a massively positive effect on your life?
It's changed my life completely. My husband died last year, but the last years of his life were fun because of the children, the boys next door, whom he worked with and helped through their exams. He used to be a teacher before he retired. They've just adopted us and made our life totally different.
What a lovely story, Ola.
It is. Now,
it's a truly lovely story.
4 years ago, they moved from next door to another house in Newport Pagnell, only 3 minutes away.
You must have been devastated.
No, we still keep in touch. We walk to each other. It's only around the corner. It hasn't changed anything.